book itself, as I mentioned before, is a set of illustrations. It's not designed to be an exhaustive list. I wish there were only 100 ways that the federal government dropped the ball. There are more than 100, but we gave an illustration of 100 of these. And I break them out into large categories. Wasteful spending is probably the easiest one to be able to see. A lack of oversight is a second one. Where there is spending, it just needs additional oversight. A third one is structural changes that are needed. And a fourth one is not wasted money, but wasted effort. Let me give you some examples and all those. And all of these are now on our website at langford.senate.gov. Langford.senate.gov, and you can get a chance to be able to download this. It is a free resource that is there on the site. So wasteful spending, some of the things that we listed out there. The National Science Foundation did a small study, $40,000. That's incredibly small. That's a rounding error in Washington, D.C. But they did a $40,000 study on the effect that refugees are experiencing in Iceland when they come to Iceland. Now, I understand why the UN may want to do a study on refugees in Iceland and their effects, but I don't understand why the federal taxpayers are, through the National Science Foundation, paying for a study for how refugees are handling Iceland when they move to Iceland. There's about 60 refugees that have moved from Syria and Iraq in that location, and we spend $40,000 studying those. We have one that we identified that, again, I look at it and say it's fine if it actually happens. Why are the taxpayers in Oklahoma paying for it? Doggy Hamlet is the name of a production that the NEA put $30,000 into. It actually uses no lines from Hamlet, which, again, is fine if they want to do it. But it's an outdoor production where they chase sheep and dogs around a big pen and do a big performance on it. I've seen some of the clips of the performance. Again, it's fine if a local community wants to do that. I'm just confused why the people of Oklahoma are paying, they're paying for the production of Doggy Hamlet in New Hampshire. There is $1 billion that's being spent on the streetcar in San Diego. It works out to about $100 million a mile for that streetcar. I look at it from the perspective of coming from Oklahoma. Currently, there's a streetcar being installed in Oklahoma City. The people of Oklahoma and of Oklahoma City are paying for the streetcar in Oklahoma City and all the construction work and all the details around it. The only federal expense of that was the initial environmental study required by the federal government. The rest of it's being paid for by the people of that community. I'm a little confused why there's $1 billion being spent for a local transportation project in San Diego to be able to extend that out. There's also areas that I talk about the lack of oversight. I gave you some small examples like the Doggy Hamlet. Some large examples are out there as well. The tax gap has been an issue that GAO has listed year after year after year as a high risk. It's current at $458 billion. That is where the IRS has done their own evaluation through the National Research Program, trying to identify where they've got gaps in where they're collecting taxes, and they've identified about $458 billion, but they're not actually acting on it to be able to collect the taxes that are owed. There's also a do not pay and a do not use system. That's a system set up among multiple agencies to say this is either a contractor or an entity that should not be paid. For instance, they're on the death master file from the Social Security Administration, meaning this person's deceased, so don't pay them a check related to whatever entitlement may have been due to them in life, but not as due to them in death. That's not being fully integrated among all of the different agencies. That should be a common sense thing to do. Let me show you where that shows up. In SNAP, the retailers that provide SNAP benefits and sell SNAP benefits, there's about 3,400 of those retailers that are using a individual that is deceased. That's $2.6 billion just because they're not connecting the dots with someone who's deceased and not connecting it with SNAP retailers. That needs to be addressed. Immigration's been a hot topic, and this is an area where I talk about structural changes. Immigration's an area that everyone would say either build a wall or do minor changes or more enforcement or enforce existing laws. Well, let me give you some of the problems that we have, though. About 66% of the individuals that are in the country right now, not legally, came in under a legal visa and overstayed. After the 9/11 commission, the federal government was required to do a biometric entry-exit visa system. So we would know every person that came in, when they actually left the country, and if they didn't leave the country. That has not been done still to this day. And that was a major portion of the 9/11 commission. All the conversation about hiring 5,000 additional ICE or Border Patrol individuals. Currently, it takes over 450 days in ICE or the Border Patrol to hire one person. 450 days of hiring. If you want to add additional immigration judges, it takes 742 days to hire one immigration judge. These issues sound simplistic to be able to solve, but there are real structural problems, both with hiring and how things actually operate in these different agencies. These need to be addressed. When I deal with things like not wasted dollars, but wasted time and wasted effort, some of those are things like the nomination process in the Senate, which I address. There are real ways to be able to address the time and the length of time it takes to do nominations. In 2013, the Senate said it had this exact same problem. It put out a solution: 2 hours for district court judges, 8 hours for everyone else, except for circuit court, Supreme Court, and for cabinet officers. Those were 30. The Senate functioned under that standing rule for 1 year and then walked away from it. I'd like to be able to bring that back up again and have that be the rule. If the Senate is ever going to get back to being a body that's actually operating and taking up legislation as well as nominations, we have to have an expedited process for this. Claire McCaskill and I are working on something called FACE. It's already passed through the Senate now. It's dealing with customer service. Right now, agencies can't do what every business in America does, have an online survey for how did we treat you in customer service. Just send out some basic questions to be able to send back. The reason for that? The Paperwork Reduction Act, actually. These agencies can't do it because they have to follow through the process of the Paperwork Reduction Act. It takes so many months to be able to get through the process of doing it, they just don't do it at all. We're trying to be able to fix that. If agencies are ever going to get better at customer service and taking care of people, they have to be able to get feedback. It's not wasted dollars. It's a lot of wasted effort, though. It's a way that we're fumbling the ball and being able to just take care of people in this. There's a lot that needs to happen. We're trying to give some specific examples. Again, it's not intended to be the big one. But if we're going to deal with deficit, we have to be able to address it. We have to think about it. We have to talk about it. And we have to find ways to be able to solve it. There are things we need to spend money on. But there are also some things we don't need to spend money on. And there's some things that we need to stop doing or start doing if this is ever going to turn around.